Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, by the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. You can also, as the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and you can also follow us on MeWe, Gab and Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us from California on this early Thursday morning, it's still Wednesday there where he's at, but we won't tell him because he's got to mold into the Thursday bunch. But it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. You like that?
I do.
Yes. It's Thursday where I'm at. All right, thanks, guys. See ya. All right, there they go. All right, let's say the pledge and get moving, because, boy, have we got stuff to talk about. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, under God, because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, yesterday they said it couldn't happen, and it did. Open mouth and shirt foot. Nancy Pelosi actually let something slip, which you and I have been talking about for quite a while, that this is the Barack Obama 2.0 on steroids administration, and a lot of people are going, oh, no, it's Valerie Jarrett, it's this person, it's that person, it's George Soros. No. Listen, folks, very carefully to Nancy Pelosi and what she said.
Keep government open. We have to do those imminently, more imminently even to address the full Obama agenda of bill.
Now, I'm stopping it right there for a reason. What did she just say, Kyle?
Well, she said Obama, yeah.
Yeah, to implement the full Obama agenda. All right, let's go back here.
Keep government open. We have to do those imminently, more imminently even to address the full Obama agenda of building back better with, and I love to say, building back better with Obama agenda.
What you know now, do you wish like you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony. I'd be fine with that.
Now, you heard what Obama just said in an interview, right?
Right.
You don't suppose for just a second that something like that isn't going on right now?
Well, you know, Captain, I think the American people are certainly wondering what is driving, controlling Biden. In other words, is Biden making all of these decisions? Is he really the driving force?
No.
And, yeah, and only, you know, even Obama aside and so forth, it just seems wrong. It seems like something is off, and I think people really do sense that. And, of course, the idea of what Obama started, they didn't expect Trump to win. And really, the third term of Obama was going to figuratively be Hillary Clinton's first term. They were going to continue the destruction they started since 2008, 2009 when he came into office. And so, because the policies are there, the sentiment towards America is there in terms of how they, a very dim view in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, I wouldn't be surprised that they feel that they're actually doing this. Whether or not she misspoke or not is something people are talking about, but the idea is there that something is off about Biden, and they sure are continuing what Obama started.
Well, there's something else that's off, too. The Biden administration and the press seem eager to shift our attention away from the Afghanistan debacle. Now, last week, of course, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, admitted only 3% of the 60,000 Afghans who've been brought to America have the special immigrant visas, only 3%. Those eligible for such visas were Afghans who'd worked for the U.S. military. They were at the greatest risk of being murdered by the Taliban, and they were left behind in Afghanistan, correct?
That is correct.
Now, NBC News reported that as of May, some 20,000 Afghans had applied for the special immigrant visas. When their families were included in it, the total eligible for such protection was at least 70,000 people sitting in Afghanistan.
Wow. I know.
So when I told you there were thousands, and I told you I thought it was 10 or 15,000, maybe 20,000, I was way off.
Right. Well, exactly. And, you know, Captain, the Biden administration had plenty of time to devise whatever plan they wanted to make to help these people get out. And they
and all this means that those who need and deserve our protection must have been abandoned. There is no other conclusion. And even as the vast majority of Afghan evacuees were brought to this country, they were mostly, for the most part, completely unvetted. It's just another way the Biden administration has managed to betray both America and our allies in a withdrawal from Afghanistan. And there is no excuse for this, and he needs to resign today. Hold on, Kyle. We'll be right back with more. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, and I don't care if you don't like it or not, because guess what? It's my show, and I can say it. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, we did get one of those direct messages just before the show from Richard the Marine up there in Oregon, and thank you very much, Mr. Marine. Semper Fi back to you. Appreciate your sending us messages like that, and we mention them when we can do it. Now, Relief Factor is bringing you this part of the program, and it is part of my integrated health plan that keeps my body healthy and out of pain, and it reduces the swelling and inflammation I have in my left leg, ankle, and foot. Now, as a result, I can tell you I've been taking it for well over 6 years now, and it is definitely something that I will never stop taking because it works. Period. It works. And the combination of those natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are what makes it work. Now, it helps the body's natural response to inflammation. It also lowers and eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on by going right straight to the source of the pain. Now, I have found in my case, I'm just talking about me now, that if I've got a problem in my leg or my ankle where it hurts, and maybe my back is hurting me because I've had back issues too, I take the Relief Factor, and boom, voila, stops. So, and I've been told by Pete and Seth Talbot that it can do that. It can actually have a multi-use benefit, and apparently in my case it does. So, it is 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. It also supports healthy joints and muscles, and it helps the healing process along. And it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And you get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. 1995, three-week quick start, and you're on it. relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, now, it's fair to assume that Joe Manchin and the senator from Arizona, Sinema, those two are not going to vote for this infrastructure plan, correct?
I think that's their assumption, yes.
And there also may be one or two other Democrats that may not vote for it too, correct?
That's right.
This has really thrown Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer into a whirlwind, and it's also done the same thing for Nancy Pelosi, who did something in the House yesterday. And what was that that she did, Kyle?
Well, they wanted to have a continuing resolution. We understand that now the Senate's going to send a continuing resolution back over to the House, which will keep the government operating through at least December the 3rd, but this isn't part of raising the debt ceiling to avoid a government
default. And the amount of money will not be what they're asking for to begin with.
No, it's going to keep things at current funding levels, although it does include, Captain, you mentioned in the first segment, all those Afghans who were brought out of Afghanistan who weren't vetted, right? They weren't the SIV holders, $6.3 billion in this current continuing resolution to relocate the Afghan refugees.
Now, it's just my opinion, but I believe the reason that Biden went out of his way to miss the people that he should have brought, the people that are going to be killed if they get caught by the Taliban, we already know that, the SIV holders that are stuck in Afghanistan at the present time, I believe, that the reason that he brought those other people out who weren't vetted, that didn't have the SIV passports, was so that he could have people that will be beholden to him saying, oh, the Democrats, Joe Biden, oh, fantastic person. You want to bet?
Well, I certainly think that could probably have entered into his calculus about things. It just makes no sense. And again, they keep blaming, you know, they say, well, we inherited, we didn't inherit.
They didn't inherit anything.
Yeah, we inherited a deadline but not a plan. Well, you know, Captain.
None of that's true.
Well, but since last November, they had plenty of time to begin planning how the Biden administration would get all the Afghans out. And certainly after he took office in January, they had nothing but time to do all that. So to say that, well, it was just, too confusing at the end there, it just doesn't hold water.
Well, he said they were going to do it. They were going to get, the troops were going to stay there even if it was past the 31st to make sure we got all the people out that we need to get out, and he lied.
Well, of course. And now, guess what? He doesn't want you to talk about it. We're not supposed to ask questions about Afghanistan and so on and so forth. And they really just want to move on. But again, this is such a major impact. And also, by the way, part of the Afghanistan debacle, I think, is what's causing this really what amounts to a civil war in the Democrat Party, all this division. And if you're Joe Manchin, to the far-left Democrats, you're public enemy number one right now.
I have talked to many Democrats face-to-face and in person since we left these people behind and left Americans behind, and we knew it, and it's been proven to be true. And the Democrats are fit to be tied. The general average run-of-the-mill person is out there, your neighbor, your Democrat, who, isn't all on fire for these progressive wish lists and all that stuff. They're saying, we never have done this, never have done this. And Biden hasn't come out and apologized. He hasn't done anything to say that we made a mistake, we did this, we did that. Nothing has he done. Instead, he's got people like Miley and Austin and McKenzie going to testify in front of the Senate and in front of the House of Representatives, and now they're trying to point the blame to the State Department.
Well, of course. Then it'll go round and round. But the president kept saying, the buck stops here, but he didn't really mean that. I think maybe he thinks that's just something to say.
No, the $1 billion stops there, from China, not the buck. He's got no time for a buck. But here's the thing, okay? The Taliban yesterday told the U.S., and I'll bet nobody said anything about this, we are flying drones over Afghan airspace. You know that, right?
Right.
pretty much high altitude, and we're taking pictures from satellites and all that sort of stuff, trying to keep our eyes on what's going on as best we can. But the Taliban said, you must stop flying drones over Afghan airspace. There will be negative consequences if you don't. Well, I don't think they're capable of shooting down one of our drones. It's up as high in the air as it is, but maybe with a little help from Russia, they might learn how.
Well, that's very true. And something else that seems just a little bit shocking, shall we say, Captain, the Taliban in their statement has said that the United States has violated, quote, all international rights and laws, as well as its commitments made to the Taliban. Well, what now? The Taliban are going to, they're saying something about somebody's violating a law somewhere?
Yeah, they're the ones that violated everything. They're the ones that didn't follow the agreement that was made, that they signed. And again, they can do this because it's part of the Taqiya. They can say anything they want and get away with it.
Right. And they want to be seen as legitimate. But I'll tell you this, Captain, unless somehow somebody's weirdly on the side of the Taliban somewhere out there on planet Earth, the Taliban is not seen as legitimate in any way, shape, or form, and I don't think they ever will be by decent people in these countries.
Here's the answer from the Republicans to the Taliban. The Republicans have a bill which would block UN recognition of the Taliban, which would impose sanctions against the Taliban. And also, it would go against their supporters, like Pakistan, that's giving them aid and comfort.
Right, right. Well, see, and these are the kinds of things that you would expect to happen, that the free world comes together and says, no, you're not. You're completely violating every tenet, every standard of international diplomacy, international law, and international amity, and we can't have that.
And mark my words right now, Joe Biden and the Democrats will not put up with that at all.
No, no. There's some weird thing going on with the Taliban. That's the scientific way of putting it, I think.
Well, that's why we need to take control of the House of Representatives and the Senate in 2022, and I believe we will. I believe there'll be enough of a majority of people out there that will have had enough, especially with this next round of stuff that's going to hit you in the wallet coming from Joe Biden. And oh, by the way, one of the things we're going to talk about is the supply chain that's been disrupted, and it's going to get worse because even Costco, did you hear what Costco did yesterday?
What was that?
They are ordering their own ships. They're going to rent ships and have their own orders to come in from where they're coming from overseas and bring them right straight to the ports where they need to go, like in Houston, in Jacksonville, in Baltimore, that sort of thing, instead of having them all tied up on the West Coast by L.A.
Yes, and there's still some 70 or 80 ships off the shore.
And
right?
Growing.
Yeah, I can see them from one of the freeways I take.
Yep, and growing. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as Kyle Warren and I are going to continue to tell you about what's going on out there that the mainstream media doesn't want you to know about. Okay, Gallagher, it's your turn.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Barring a last-minute snafu, it appears the federal government will avoid a shutdown this week after all. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announcing late Wednesday that senators had reached a deal on a stopgap government funding bill, and it's now going to be taken up on Thursday in the Senate.
We have an agreement on the CR, the continuing resolution to prevent the government shutdown, and we should be voting on that tomorrow morning.
The measure is going to keep the lights on through December 3rd. The government would run out of money otherwise late Thursday night. This measure will be quickly sent to the House after the Senate vote. And reporting from our New England Bureau, I'm Chris Barnes, USA Radio News. Britney Spears' father no longer controlling her estate based on a judge's ruling in Los Angeles a short time ago. And this is USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I will take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. And Mike Lindell, I will tell you this much, is going out of his way to pass along tremendous savings to you that normally you would have been getting charged an arm and a leg for through the big box stores. Now you're finding out, okay, by the reduced prices that you're getting from MyPillow.com, what these big box stores make on things like pillows and sheets and mattress covers and blankets and spreads and all the different bath gear that he's got there as well. Now you're finding out there's a tremendous markup at the retail level, and he's passing along those savings to you through MyPillow.com. Now, when you go there, you're going to look and you're going to see the prices that says with promo code X amount of dollars. For example, the regular size MyPillow, not the big one, but the regular size MyPillow is $19.99. That's the cheapest price it's been since they started. Consequently, with the promo code CAPTAIN, which is all you need to do, you get it for $19.99. Otherwise, you got to pay $30 more. But the fact of the matter is, anything you see on the MyPillow.com homepage or on the Radio Listener Specials page, anything you see, the promo code to use to get the discounts is CAPTAIN. Now, if you want to call, if you have any questions or you want to call and place your order that way so you're not online, the number is 800-641-5459. That number again, 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com. Call them up, tell them what it is you want, ask any questions you need to ask, and you're done. And don't forget, the promo code is CAPTAIN. So, MyPillow.com or 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. Get started today. You're going to love the MyPillow.com products. And, Kyle, how you doing with your Giza sheets?
Oh, we love them. We absolutely love them.
Has anybody slid off the bed yet?
Well, no.
Okay. All right, because I would expect to see somebody, you know, they're really smooth. And the ones I got are, it's kind of like, well, they're not silk, but it's kind of like, you know, the best sheets that you can sleep on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's they're really, really, really comfortable. And with that mattress cover I got, it's real even better.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay. Our Florida congressman from Florida District Number 1, which is the Panhandle, Matt Gaetz, yesterday, tore into General Milley, and he basically had him gasping for words. It was hilarious to watch. And then, as if that wasn't good enough, he turned around and he just bashed the hell out of Joe Biden, which is nothing could happen to a better guy, right?
Right.
And he just absolutely destroyed the Biden, anything that Biden was trying to do with the Afghanistan story. Just absolutely destroyed Biden.
Yes, exactly. Well, and again, you know, it's sometimes, you know what's the old saying, Captain? You have to have good material. Well, this stuff is right front and center, and when you're just talking about what actually happened in Afghanistan, the words come easy then, I think.
Yeah, well, Gaetz came swinging right out of the gate immediately when he went after General Milley, making it clear that his call about pulling out of Afghanistan was a massive error. He said, "You really blew that call, didn't you, General?" And Milley began to respond that they were in a strategic stalemate. But Gaetz then cut him off and pointed out that Milley focused more on writing his book, Peril, when investigative journalist Bob Woodward, and that he was analyzing that rather than analyzing the very likely prospect that Gaetz had mentioned. Now, also that the Afghanistan government would be overrun and toppled by the Taliban should the U.S. have departed as we did. And, of course, Milley denied all that, but Gaetz immediately came back on him, and he says, "Oh, really? Because you said right after Kabul fell that no one could have anticipated the immediate fall of the Ghani government."
Right, yeah. To some degree, I think they were trying to soften the blow for Biden by saying, well, we thought it was going to be in the fall or into the end of the year, but we didn't think it would happen so quickly, and we missed that one. And again, anybody would know that if you pull all the U.S. troops out and you give up Bagram Air Base and all that stuff put together, it's going to end up with the Taliban taking over.
Yeah, and then Gaetz, of course, immediately followed up by asking when he became aware Biden tried to get the Afghanistan President Ghani to lie about the situation and conditions in his country. Milley said he wasn't aware of this ever happening, yet Gaetz wasn't accepting the answer and said he was the top military official in command of the region. And, of course, we had a senator the day before, a Democratic senator, I might add, Richard Blumenthal, a former Marine from Connecticut, and he said that after hearing the testimony of Winken, Blinken, and Nod, my words, not his, that there was no one in charge in Washington, D.C., of the government.
Well, it certainly seems that way. Exactly. And to hear, again, you know, this sort of this post-mortem of what happened there, nobody's even taken responsibility for anything. And they've always got an explanation for something, but we all saw it unfold.
Milley reviewed revealed some astounding news that after Kabul fell on August the 15th, Biden didn't even talk with Milley or Austin about the question of possibly extending the August 31st deadline until August the 25th or whatever, or extending to August 31st from August 25th. So for 10 days, Biden went on vacation and wasn't available while we watched what we watched going on in Afghanistan. And again, I say this, the people with the SIV passports, did not get out for the most part. They did not get out, some 20,000 of them. Very few. 3% of the people that have come in from Afghanistan have been the SIV passport people. The rest are just people that they let on the planes.
Right. And it begs the question, Captain, is this exactly what Joe Biden or the Joe Biden advisors or the Joe Biden, you know, cadre or whatever you want to call it, is that exactly what they wanted to have happen? Because it seems like, what other conclusion can we come to? And they're not speaking to that, and they're saying, well, it was all confusing. We're so confused.
Well, I just want to state right here and now, Biden's Afghanistan disaster was predictable, and it is not over. We have no idea what's coming our way via the Al-Qaeda, the ISIS, the Haqqani networks that are going to now spring up and try to do something against Americans, either in this country or they're going to go in the region over there first before they do something else.
Yes, they will reconstitute. They will have a home base in Afghanistan for sure. Whatever's going to happen it's going to track back to this, Captain. All of it will track right back to this.
Yeah, and up until now, they've been housed in Pakistan, but Pakistan's still going to have some of them there, too, so they're not walking away from that either.
Well, no. And again, it's this whole idea of what's happening even in the Middle East, in the larger sense, the Biden administration is simply not of the mindset that, number one, we stand with our allies, number two, we get the people out who helped us, And arguably saved many, many American lives by their actions or their help or their translation or all these different things that they would have done during the time that the American forces were there. And what Joe Biden has done is he said to the rest of the world, you can't trust us. And he said to our foes, he said, guess what? We're going to be weak. We're not going to follow through. So do what you will, kind of a thing. And it's a terrible, terrible message, especially at this time in our history.
Do you go on to YouTube a lot?
Sometimes, for various different things, sure.
Well, YouTube has now banned all, get this, harmful vaccine content from its platform. I wonder what they're calling harmful.
Well, it's anything to do with talking about vaccinations or, not having...
That doesn't agree with...
With their party line, basically. And they've also deleted, I think, a couple of YouTube channels that would have been heavily invested in something like that. But definitely, it's another message that if you simply don't have the right viewpoint on something, because, again, there's always, especially in science, Captain, I'll say this really quick, in science, you know, you want to be able to determine if what you're seeing or the tests that you're doing are really revealing. Are they telling you the truth? But in this case, you can't even ask that question.
Okay, folks, we're going to break. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And some guy, mystery guy, is going to take us to break here. Let's see. Go ahead there, mystery guy.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Okay, Donna Fiducia, we'll do just that. Thank you very much. Okay, this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. You guys and gals out there in the highways and byways, stop on in there, find out what they're all about. They are the largest truck stop chain in America. And oh, by the way, item number 2, if you're not a member of the Drivers Club, become a member. Pull in there, hit the driver's kiosk up, which is right around near the field desk there, and join. It's absolutely free. Join the Drivers Club. You'll get points for the fuel you buy. You'll get points for the food you buy. You'll get points for the supplies that you buy. It's just like money. It adds up just like money. And when you go in there and get enough points to get discounts on your food, you will. You'll get discounts on the stuff you buy in the store, too. And if you get a Pilot and Flying J fuel card, you'll be able to save money on your fuel because the more you buy, the cheaper it is. It's that simple. Get yourself involved with a fuel program there. All right, here we go. We're going to get it kick-started here with a little Gretchen Wilson.
Champagne.
from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah! Victoria's Secret. Well, this stuff's real nice. Oh, but I can buy the same damn thing on a Walmart shelf half price. It still looks sexy. Just as sexy as those models on TV. No, I don't need no designer tag to make my man want me. You might think I'm trashy, a little too hardcore.
That goes out to all the girls that'd rather be out there riding around in pickup trucks than a Cadillac. And you know who you are. Oh, boy. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, Gretchen Wilson. Yeah, that's her probably her trademark song there. And it's really pretty neat, and it gets you tapping your toes and whatnot. So there you go. All right, well, let's take a look over here. I'm going to read you what it says here on the weather map. A heavy rainfall is possible across portions of the central and southern plains over the next couple of days. The rain might result in flooding, especially across parts of Texas, where it's like risk of excessive rainfall is in effect. Meanwhile, well above normal high temperatures are likely from the upper Mississippi Valley through the Ohio and Tennessee valleys and down into the southeast. And it's still warm down here in the southeast, even though tonight it's 74 degrees and partly cloudy in Florida, but it's still up in the 90s in the daytime. And take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We got a couple of disparate things happening in the southwest tonight. We're going to have temperatures start to come back up a little bit, especially in Southern California. Right now in Palm Springs, they're registering 80 degrees, so we're looking for a warm-up after some pretty mild weather over the last few days. But right now on the map tonight, we've also got a freeze warning. Now, this is just going to be north of Las Vegas, up near Tonopah and near Beatty, so you want to be aware of that. Fire weather warning up near Sacramento. This is going to be west of Sacramento and the Santa Rosa area, so if you're traveling up I-5 and so forth, you want to be aware of that as well if you're coming up the coast. But also, freeze warning continues near Idaho Falls and Pocatello, Idaho, so you want to be aware of that. And again, mostly I think of the overnight hours is where you're going to have those potential freezing temperatures. Taking a look at a couple of other current temperatures right now in Billing, it's 44 degrees. We're heading into fall, folks, and soon it's going to be full-blown winter, and these temperatures are going to go down. Great Falls, Montana, checking in at 39 degrees right now, Captain. Far cry from where it is where you are at about 74 degrees in Tampa tonight.
That's absolutely correct, and I'll tell you what, I'll take my 74 over 39 any day of the week. Thank you. all right, let's take a look at what's going on here. We got a little bit of rain in the offing in central Nebraska right now. Got some flash flood watches in there right now. A little bit of rain right there, dead center of the state. Might be near where Al's at. Down there in Kansas, we've got about 50 miles of rain inland from the Nebraska border, straight south. About 50 miles in from the border with Colorado. We've had some mixed rain and whatnot down there in Texas, as is always the case. Some thunderstorms in a few places, and in other places nothing. You know how that goes. And then up in the great state of Wisconsin tonight, along the lake, we got a couple of areas of fog. That some of it is near Milwaukee, the others up near Green Bay, because of the difference of the temperature of the lake and, of course, the land temperature, which is causing some fog there in that particular area. Now, we do have some unsettled weather conditions again today for the eastern part of Kentucky, West Virginia, the eastern part of Tennessee, the mountains of Carolina and Virginia, where we could have some storms brewing up there during the course of the daytime. We'll see what happens. But the big problem is still keeping an eye on the tropics, because, Kyle, out there in the tropics, we've got two storms. One of them right now, and I told you Sam was going to reform again, and boy, did it. It's currently 145 mile an hour major storm with what looks like as if it's going to affect the island of Bermuda and the Bahamas in a day or so, with not necessarily winds, but with swells, big waves, and with rip currents and life-threatening surf and rip current problems there. And a tropical storm watch is also going to be put in place for Bermuda, because the tropical force winds could come as far as the island of Bermuda. But this this big storm, fortunately, it's going to stay out in the ocean and not get anywhere near the mainland. So we're lucky in that respect, right?
Well, exactly right. And, of course, now the other disturbance we've been talking about now has a name, and it is Victor.
Yeah, and Victor looks like as if he's going to behave himself and stay out in the Atlantic, but Victor is going to become a hurricane. So here we go again. We're going to have two hurricanes at the same time out in the Atlantic, and By noontime Friday, it will be a Cat 1 hurricane. Might go up to a Cat 2, but as it gets out into the ocean, it'll settle back down to a tropical storm. And it's going to be by Monday morning, noontime, or Monday noontime, it's going to be due east, pretty much halfway across the Atlantic Ocean of the state of Florida. Now, where it goes from there, looks like it's still going to go north. But my question is, Kyle, I keep telling you that the possibility exists that these storms could combine together, and then you got a, what they call a superstorm.
Well, that's exactly right. And you get them that close together in this time frame, yeah,
yep,
it's possible.
Yeah, they are going to be close together when they get up there towards the middle of the ocean, and things could turn around real quick, so we'll have to keep our eyes on them for sure. All right, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Remember, truck on in there. Take advantage of that free cup of coffee you're going to get joining the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And if you get one of those cups, the big old travel cups to go along in there, it could be a hot or a cold drink, whatever, but you got to be a member of the Drivers Club, so go do it. Do it to it, just like Sonny Pruitt, right, Kyle?
That's right.
All right, we're coming back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return. And there's some guy in the radio here that wants to take us to break, so here he goes.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.